I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Lawmakers in Colorado have come up with an idea for something called a purple card. It would be a legal work permit available to undocumented Colorado residents as long as they've paid taxes for 2 years and have not committed any felonies in 3 years. Ali Narani is the executive director of the National Immigration Forum. He says the proposal could eventually help move the needle in an ongoing national debate about immigration. And he says Colorado is an important place for that debate to start.
You know, as a purple state, it's a bellwether for the rest of the country. I think then other states can take a more serious look at, you know, proposals and solutions that they control. And therefore, Congress will feel an increased amount of pressure to, you know, resolve this situation once and for all.
The Pew Research Center estimates there are about 350,000 undocumented workers across the Mountain West. A commander at the U.S. Air Force Academy has apologized after a lower-ranking officer sent an email that struck some people as derogatory about African Americans. According to a report in the Gazette, Master Sergeant Zachary Parrish sent the message to cadets Wednesday, admonishing them about haircuts and saying retired basketball superstar Michael Jordan was never seen publicly with gaudy jewelry, sagging pants, or a backward cap. Parrish is the top enlisted airman assigned to the student body called the Cadet Wing. The Academy Vice Commander of Cadets sent the email apologizing for Parrish's comments, saying his message contained microaggressions. I'm Mike Russell with 91.5 KRCC News.